joined in the media center by our preliminary number one qualifier in pro stock motorcycle, Matt Smith, who had a 6.866 at 195.39 miles per hour in the lone qualifying session of the day. Obviously, not knowing what the weather's going to do the rest of the weekend, how important was that first run for you?
It was good to get the first run down. You know, we were low here last year when we come here. I think we went 82 on Saturday, but all in all, this victory bike that we've got right now has been pretty hateful the last four or five races since we pulled it out at Charlotte. All the people that helped me with Elite Performance, Mark Stockstedt, Lucas Oil, I mean, I just can't ask for a better group of people that's helping me. And we still need a major sponsor, but hopefully somebody will step up and allow us to run the rest of the year.
Obviously, having the event win already under your belt this season, I mean, how strongly do you feel about the fact that you're putting out there every weekend?
Yeah, I mean, we have a top three bike every weekend, day in, day out. You know, it's just I've got to do my job. You know, when I messed up at Atlanta, we had a fast bike, and I red-lit. I red-lit against Andrew in the semifinals up there. We'd have been in the finals again, so at Virginia. So I've just got to do my job, be focused, and the bike's doing its job. And when we've got a new body coming, we're supposed to have it before after this race. And if we get that, we might really hurt some feelings with that.
How difficult is it when the weather's so different from when you pull into the lanes to when you pull up the starting line?
You know, I look back at last year and the weather conditions were pretty close to the same. You know, we just didn't have that big a chance of rain, but still a lot of water in the air and temperature, everything was pretty close. And I loaded the same map in, and you know, we were a little conservative. The track was better than I thought. We were a little slow in 60 foot, but we were number one at 8 mile ET in speed. And then the crosswind kind of got me and shoved me to the wall there. That's why we didn't run the speed we should, but all in all, I mean, same stuff as last year here, and we've always ran good here at Norwalk.
You led last year, right? On Friday, didn't you leave?
I was number one every pass here on Friday and Saturday qualifying, and went to the finals here. So it's always been a good track for me. If you remember, this is where me and my dad won the race together.
Right.
So it's always been a good track.
So the new bodywork, you're getting that pretty quick, huh?
I'm supposed to. 6 weeks was Thursday, and 8 weeks is the deadline. So that's in 2 weeks. So I'm supposed to have a new EBR bodywork that the Rana's got. And like I said, if we get that and it picks up like it's everybody says it's going to be, we should really have a contention for the championship.
Okay. Did you mention Lee's performance just a minute ago?
Yeah, Elite Performance has been helping us for the last 3 years. You know, it's just we developed that new motor last year with Victory, and it's just we've just kind of been trying to get all the little bugs worked out, but I think we're showing its potential, and it's pretty strong.
Okay.
I see a little conflict in a statement you've made. You initially talked about we need the sponsorship to continue, but yet you've got a new bike coming. Is there a date line that if you don't have the new sponsorship, it could end your year this year?
It's potentially. I've got some of our associate sponsors are stepping up, and they're funding me to get to the races and doing that. The same motor's been the bike since Charlotte. Since I pulled it out of Charlotte, I've not taken the motor out of the bike. We've ran the same motor at Charlotte, Atlanta, Chicago, Virginia, and here. It's coming out after this race, and we're going to go through it and get it ready for the West Coast. But, you know, that's been the biggest factor for me to be able to run right now. With no sponsorship, is we're not hurting anything, and you know when you don't have to work on stuff, you know it's just nice, and hopefully somebody's gonna step up. Like I said, Elite Performance, they bought the bodywork for me, the new bodywork from Hector Nam, so I didn't have to spend any money there. I've got the bike already there; it's a used bike that I've already ran, so we're just gonna put the bodywork on and see what happens.
Okay, thanks for the explanation.
Yep, no problem.
Thank you, Matt. Congrats.
Thank you.
All right, yeah.